Hello, my name is Madeline Bullock. I am 15 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with my grandmother, Kristen Wong, and we are recording in Chantilly, Virginia. So, what city or where did you grow up in?
I was born in Indonesia, Jakarta. Indonesia capital, Jakarta.
Can you explain, like, what it was, what it looked like?
I was born in, my parents had grocery store. So my whole brother and sister, we were all born in that grocery store. I grew up there and go to school from there, and until I, after graduating from high school, went back to China to go to the college.
Mm. What kind of house did you live in?
Grocery store.
With your
parents and siblings.
Did your grandparents live with you?
No.
Grandparents?
No. Because my parents, they are from China.
Mm.
So their parents, I don't know, we don't know their parents. We don't know our grandparents.
Mm. Were your parents supportive?
Yeah, sure. We all go to school mostly until high school, finish high school.
How many siblings do you have?
Nine.
And
altogether.
How many of them are?
Four brothers and five sisters.
Mm. Can you tell me their names?
Name?
Mm-hmm.
One is the Chinese name. My oldest sister, Sun Ling Fang, and then down from there down, Sun Qing Yong, Sun Qing Hua, Sun Qing Fu, Sun Lan Fang, Sun Ji Fang, which is me, Sun Qing Song, Sun Zhuk Fang, Sun Mei Fang. The last one sister, someone adopting her when she was a couple days old.
Mm. Do you remember going to school?
Mm-hmm.
And did you like it?
Yeah, I like it. And then I finished my high school there, and I always had a good grade. So much.
Yeah.
From elementary school,
that's good.
Middle school, high school.
Did you study a lot?
I study a lot, and I study very hard.
Did you enjoy studying?
Yes, I do.
Were you studying for, like, yourself, or were you, like, studying for, like, your parents, your siblings?
No, mostly myself. And sometimes in the school, we have a small group, studying group. After school, we gather together in the cafeteria, and we study there. And help each other.
That's nice. And can you tell me about your best friends?
My best friend, two best friends, and they give me very. I have very dear memory of them. One is Zhou Yunmei, one is Yang Meiying. Zhou Yunmei, she passed away in Hong Kong, and Yang Meiying, she's still in Indonesia, Jakarta. Until now.
Do you remember some of your jobs that you worked when you were younger? Did you, like, help out in a grocery store?
My job after graduating from high school, I teach in an elementary school in fifth grade. Language and mathematics and stuff like that.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
Were the kids
very nice to her?
That's good.
To me, yeah.
What did you want to be? What kind of job did you want when you were, like, a little kid?
Mostly, I would like to be an adult, but I think I cannot fulfill my dream. Because we went back to China to go to college, and everything what you have to learn, where you have to go to the college, they're all government appointed.
Mm.
Government tell you to go to this college, to go to study this stuff. They're all government appointed it. So I cannot go to, I didn't go to medical school, which is why I very dream of, very fond of. Mm-hmm. Instead, I go to the forestry college. They mm-hmm. studied forestry.
Did you like that?
I like it, yeah. After 4 years of study forestry in the college, I was appointed to the Guangdong province for Lin Xuyen.
Forestry.
Ke Xuyen, science.
Bureau.
Actually, is an academy.
Academy of forestry.
In forestry, and study. Study the Linye Zhongzi.
Seedling.
Our goal is to import a very nice forestry seed. Lingwu zhongzi.
Yes.
Tree seed from outside country.
Mm-hmm.
And yinzhong and
transplant it
to our country, to China.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm. So we will have the good lingwu.
So good wood. So good wood. Trees for wood.
Mm.
For wood products.
How did you meet Gong Gong?
We were classmates in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We were classmates in school. From middle school to high school.
Were you guys friends first?
Yeah, we were friends. After we were friends, we were good to each other. And then we both teach in the same elementary school. After that, we went back to China together. But when we separated in college.
They went to different schools.
We went to different school.
Do you remember you guys' first date?
No, not really, because we are, at the time, we are very, very active. Oh, yeah, she's the
active friend.
Active friends, yeah. They have a lot of common friends. Don't even remember.
Do you remember some of your happiest memories together?
Not really. We usually went to from Jakarta, we went to Bogor, Bandung, Puncak. There's all these places. We went there to play there.
Mm. Yeah. Do you remember how he proposed to you?
Not really, we just go to each other. It looks like a very natural.
Did he give you a ring?
Yes, we do have rings. Yes.
Did he like propose to you and give you the ring? Or were you guys already married and then he just gave you a ring after?
Before we get married, we get our own rings.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out you were pregnant?
After we get married, because at that time we were working, I got pregnant. After we get married for almost 5 years later, it's pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have your mommy, it's pretty late. It's almost 30 years old, 31 years old.
Were you really happy when you found out?
Oh, yes.
Was Kim Kim happy too?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But at that time, because we worked very hard and we have labor work, and when I got pregnant, I don't know, I was pregnant, I still have to plow
the field,
and at the time I almost like miscarriage.
Oh, wow.
Miscarriage, and then I go to the Zhongyuan hospital, and then stay there for 30 days. To keep the baby, the fetus.
Did you have any other names for mom?
Not really, just one name.
Why did you decide to name her that?
Gong Gong decided just the name.
Does it have a meaning? What does it mean?
I think it's very beautiful mountain, very greenish, very beautiful mountain like that.
What is it, Wei Wei?
Huh?
What is it, Wei Wei?
Che Wei.
Che Wei. What about Fei Fei Yi?
And after 5.5 years later, I have the second child, Fei Wei, which is your auntie Fei.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you only have one name for her too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What does Fei mean?
Fei and Cui, Fei Cui, it means jet. Jade.
Jade. Mm-hmm.
It's been very precious, very beautiful, very precious. We adore them.
Do you have any, like, funny stories when they were younger? Or, like, happy stories?
I remember we rent a house, and in the back there is a not too big yard, and we plant some melon.
Mm.
And 1 year we got a big melon like this, very big.
Well, this is
very big melon. And I remember Faye asked you to hold the melon, and I took a picture. Very, very, very happy.
Winter melon.
Winter melon.
Winter melon.
Uh-huh, winter melon.
What was Mom like when she was younger? Like, her personality?
She's very strong and very, 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 尊敬父母.
Respectful.
She's very,
Very respectful.
To Daddy and Mommy. Mm-hmm. And she work very hard too. When she was immigrant from Hong Kong to here, she was just 12 years old, a little bit more than 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And later than that, after that, at the time, her husband, Gong Gong, is working in the restaurant, and she worked there too. She worked there
in the restaurant
to earn some money
to help.
To be a little waitress, yeah. And she's very, very,
Works hard.
She works hard every day. And besides that, she has to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, in Hong Kong, in China, we didn't really learn English. When she first go to school here, she was in the fifth grade, and English is not really good at that time. She works really hard. She study very hard.
Mm-hmm. So you guys moved from China to here
to Hong Kong.
And
from China to Hong Kong.
Pennsylvania.
Hong Kong.
No, from Hong Kong to
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Allentown.
Mm. How did you guys make moves? You guys went on a plane, right?
Yes.
How did you guys how did you guys afford the plane tickets?
We from China, Guangzhou, moved to Hong Kong. At the time, we worked in the factory. I worked in the factory for a little bit, and then become a cashier, and then accountant in a traveling agency.
Mm.
Mm. So I have my income there, and Gong Gong work in the factory to make the iron bed.
Mm.
The bed. So he has income too. And then two daughters, they go to school. Sometimes they have to do it themselves. Because we have to work early in the morning, so left them in the house themselves and then go to school themselves.
Mm.
At that time, we are even though we are very feel very sad, but I can't help it. It just have to be that way.
So what are like the jobs that you have worked in your life? So like you were a teacher, you were an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other jobs?
In Indonesia, I was a teacher. In Canton, in China, I was a
researcher
in the
Institute
of Forestry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in Hong Kong, I worked very briefly as
we can wait for like a minute.
Go, man. Hey, yo.
And the United States is a great country. We have freedom, we have liberty, and from whatever I understand, this is very great for our life.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the United States give us a chance to live here, and and prosperous from here. We have two daughters. They have their own family. They have their own works. They have their own children. And children now, they are grown up and study hard and growing up become a very good, I hope they become very good citizen.
Yep.
Mm.
When did you first meet Dad?
Your dad?
Dan, yeah.
Mm. I think he came to our restaurant once, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And at that time we opened up a restaurant, and he and your mommy come to the restaurant to visit us. That's the first time I saw her.
Was he polite?
No, very nice, very nice young man.
So did you and Gung Gung like him?
Yeah, right away. Mm, like him right away.
How much longer after that did he come to you guys and ask to marry Mom?
Yes, he did.
Were you guys really happy?
Yes, we did.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved from Pennsylvania to Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once Mom and Dad had me.
Hmm?
Why did you guys move?
We moved because at that time your dad and mommy, they both have work. And I know when they work, then when they have kids, they need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time I was already retired. feel tired. So we think when your mommy has you, have you,
mm-hmm.
now we will come here and help out a little bit. That's why when you were born that day, the very that day, we drive our car, loaded some our stuff in the car and drive down from Allentown to Chantilly and move into this house right away where the day when you were born in hospital.
Was I a troublemaker?
Not at all. Very nice. We were very happy.
That's good.
Happy little girl. Yeah.
So, do you have any regrets in your life?
I can have. I really regret that I have that kind of disease now. I have cancer, but I can have, I don't know why I get it, but I get it anyway. And then right now I'm still struggling to fight this disease.
If you could go back in time into your life, would you change something?
Yes, I do. I do regret to go back to China.
Mm.
At that time, we have chance to, instead of after graduated from high school, instead of going back to China, we could have go to Taiwan, go to college there. That's why we regret to go back to China. Instead, we have to go. Actually, we much better. We go to the Taiwan to go to the college.
Did you want to go to Taiwan because it's stable country?
More stable country, more freedom. It's not Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, actually, it's. Actually, we should go there instead of China.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else that you would have changed?
No, not really.
So, are you happy with your life right now?
Oh, yes, I do. Mm. I'm happy. I live so long, now is 81 years old, even though my health is not good, but I live a good life, actually.
That's good. When you were, going through, when you were, younger, were you happy where your life was going?
When I was in Indonesia, yeah, we feel like we are very hopeful to go back to China to make China stronger, to 贡献我们的
contribute.
To contribute our life there, China stronger. We are very patriotic student at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, in the real life, it's not like that. At the time, China is very struggling. Everything is
fighting. Infighting, no stability.
No stability, and
famine.
And very bad, very chaotic.
So why did you like China so much?
At the time when I was in Indonesia, most of all is propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
We have or in the newspaper or in the magazine, it picture China is very, very nice. They have pictures, they have a lot of propaganda there.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe in that. Actually, they are all wrong. They are all false.
When did you find out that it was wrong? Like right as you got to China, or like when you started like working?
When I was in college, at that time in college, although we have studied some, but we work a lot too. We labor work.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we were building our university, our college, building
mm-hmm.
the Jiaoxue building.
The classroom building.
Yeah, classroom that way. And we work a lot over there.
Mm.
And then our San Setang
cafeteria,
the food is really bad.
Well, there's no food, right?
Yeah,
so
very, very bad.
So it's not that it's not delicious, it's just there's no food.
So at the time we know we are not like go back to very, very nice like paradise. Actually, it's very, like, very bad place.
Is there something that you want to pass down to from like generations? Something that you want like me or mom to remember?
Actually, we Chinese has good, very good tradition too. That we have to remember, like. As far as I know, respect to the parents, elders, parents, and protect the youngers, and very nice to your sibling, your people. This I would like you guys to keep.
Yeah.
And work hard, not lazy, to take care of yourself in your life, in your study, in your schoolwork, in your work later on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of yourself. Not don't be so lazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be so lazy. Lazy is not good for you. It's very, very bad.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone that was in your life that had a big influence or impact on you? Like, who you are today?
One is Gong Gong's oldest brother. Professor Huang. I think he is a good, very good example for us to study, to study his take care of family member, take care of his younger brother, which is Gong Gong, and our family. This is not easy. It's not everyone can do that. He take care of us, apply us from Hong Kong to here, and take care of our Gong Gong's job to work in the restaurant, and has a place to live, has a place to work, and take care of you guys too. My two daughters, he take them to the school, to the elementary school, to see the principal. Talk to the principal that this is our niece. I come to here to the elementary school to study. It's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
That's good. What are you most proud of? What are you proud of?
I'm proud of your daddy and mommy and Sophie Ayes and Uncle Roger. They're all very nice to be a very good person.
Mm-hmm.
Very good person. The two family, they are very good, very peaceful, very helpful to each other. Not like fighting or doing a bad stuff, doing drug, doing whatever, no good stuff. No, they don't have that kind of stuff. They're very good family. I very appreciate that. And their children, they are very good too.
That's good. So I think that's about it. So, you want to say bye?
Hmm?
You want to say bye?
Bye-bye.